I once asked my mom, as getting ready for marriage prep with a couple early on my life as a priest, and I asked my mom, just getting ready for this meeting, why should a married couple, a family, pray? Ask the Holy Spirit to give grace into their marriage and family. My mom paused a little bit and said, the grace of God and the prayer that we offer God, ask God for the graces to be poured into our marriages and our families, is like oil in an engine. It just makes things run smoother. It's an image that I've thought about quite a bit over the years, that prayer and the grace of the Holy Spirit being poured into our lives is like oil being poured into an engine. It just makes things run smoother. And I think we can take this image of oil being poured into an engine to make things run smoother. And we think about our current situation, especially about having to live at home, whether you're the member of the family who is having to work from home, whether you're the teacher, you know, having to homeschool, whether you're one of you boys and girls who are having to do work at home. We all need that grace of the Holy Spirit, that oil poured into the engine of our hearts and our families, our marriages, in order to have things run smoother. And it's interesting, we look at our first reading from the prophet Hosea. We have right at the end, this interesting wordplay, if we go back to the Hebrew, with interesting wordplay with the idea of bearing fruit. And the Lord tells Ephraim, this tribe of Israel, Ephraim's a tribe of one of the 12 tribes. Ephraim literally means fruitful. And he says, Ephraim, what more to you does he have to do with idols? I have humbled him, but I will prosper him. I am like a verdant cypress tree. Because of me, you will bear fruit. And so, my friends, the Lord is saying to us, if we want to be like Ephraim, the one who is fruitful, and because of the Lord, we will bear fruit in our lives. And what is that fruit that we want? It is to have peace, joy, and right now to be able to enter into this difficult part of life, this area, this existence that our world has never seen before, and to enter into it with peace and have things run smoother in the marriages, families, our work life, our day-to-day existence. We need the Holy Spirit. We need God to enter in to have us bear that fruit. And if we turn with that insight to our gospel, we see that, I keep coming back to this in my prayer for all of us and in my own life, we need right now holy order in our lives. In order to have this fruitfulness of peace in our lives, we need holy order. And this scribe goes to Jesus and he kind of provides an orthodoxy test or a test of right teaching for Jesus. Which teacher, which is the greatest of the commandments? And Jesus said, it is first and foremost that the Lord your God is Lord alone, and you shall love him with your whole being. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There are no commandments greater than these. So I want to do a quick little exegesis. Those are the two greatest commandments, but don't they remind us of the Ten Commandments? So if we were to go back to Exodus 20, to the Ten Commandments, what do we read? Now, I want to almost imagine everyone, we have our little whiteboard here, and we're going to lay out two columns. First column is the first three commandments. We have, I am the Lord your God, and you shall not have any other gods before me. Number one, you shall not take the Lord your God, the name of the Lord your God in vain. Number two, and remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Number three. And number four is an interesting one, and I want to keep it kind of on the cusp between the two columns. You shall honor your father and your mother. Keep that right in the middle. And then we have the rest of them in the second column. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness, and you shall not covet your neighbor's house or property. Interesting, if we are to take the commandments, they're in a proper order. Just like Jesus is saying of the two greatest commandments are in a proper order. The order for most important is the first three commandments, or the first commandment of Jesus. Put God first. He is the Lord. He is our Lord. Put him first. But the way in which we live that out, yes, it is in prayer first and foremost. But notice the second commandment. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The way in which we express our love for God, that giving of our whole self to God, is in the love of neighbor. Then think about what neighbor means. The person closest to us. The people you are sitting right next to right now. The people closest to you. That is your neighbor right now. You are to love God by loving your neighbor. That's what we're called to do. And let's go back to our two columns here. And I want to focus our attention on the fourth commandment. Honor your father and your mother. I want to speak especially to our young people listening to this homily, this mass. That fourth commandment is there on purpose. It is a pivot point or a shift from the first half of the commandments to the second half. In the first half, we shall love God with our whole being, honor him. The second half is to love our neighbor, those around us. Boys and girls, all of you young people out there, that commandment, the fourth commandment, to honor your father and mother, is a reminder that the first ones the Lord gives us, our parents, as a reminder of God's presence in our lives. They show us God first. All human parents do this imperfectly, no doubt. But we are to obey them. We are to be able to honor them with our words, our obedience, the way in which we live our lives. And right now, as we entered this time of having to be homeschooled, and this can be a frustrating time, guys and girls, this is a time for you to honor your parents in a very particular way, by doing your schoolwork, by praying for them. And parents, speaking to you, it says in many other places in the scriptures that we are to be gentle with our children. To imitate this fourth commandment is also to provide a imitation for us of how God, the Father, guides his children, which is in gentleness, but also in firmness, a firm gentleness. This is the qualities we need to bring into our families right now. This obedience to our parents, especially in our schoolwork and our day-to-day tasks, and parents, imitate God the Father's parenting, which is a firm gentleness guiding our families to this peace, this well-ordered peace in God. So in the midst of all this, what's something just practical to do? It talks so many times in Scripture of putting God first, of giving God the first fruits of the day. What does that mean? That means praying first. So all of you who are listening to this Mass or praying along with this Mass, you have done this. You're putting God first. But as you go throughout your day, from this moment on, before you start a task, pray. Before you start a new class, a new subject, pray. Invite the Holy Spirit in. Say, come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, come, oh God, I need you to help me with this subject, this task, sweeping the floor, talking to my kids, talking to my parents. God, I need you. When we are able to do this, the Lord will enter in. He will pour that sacred oil, if you will, into the engine of our souls, the engine of our families and marriages, our lives, and allow things to run smoother. We will bear fruit. And that fruit is holy order, peace in our families and peace in our own lives. And don't we all yearn for that right now? So let's continue on. This is a, once again, a pivot point of the Mass to continue on with the liturgy of the Eucharist, to receive our Lord into our hearts. At this Mass, we're putting Him first. And we are to take the fruits of this Mass into our families, our marriages, our work, and our lives today.